You are now tuning in to Spirituality Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. LaTanya Moore. This is the place where we cover all things related to your spiritual maturity. I'm talking topics, experiences, and application. It's also the place where you can receive practical tips when you are ready to strengthen your relationship with God. Hashtag practical. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right in to today's episode. Hey, come on in. Welcome to the podcast. Go ahead and grab your coffee, grab your tea, have a seat at the table because, baby, we're about to jump right on in. How are you feeling? Are you good? Do you feel peace? Are you blessed and highly favored? Go ahead and get the Lord some praise, even as you listen to the podcast, okay? Period. When I turn this mic on, your girl is full of joy, okay? Because I just came out of prayer and I know what God has told me to say. So I'm going to stick beside him. I'm going to stick beside him, okay? Listen, we are jumping into Soul Ties. Welcome back to the Freedom Series. Is this your first time here? Did you miss those other episodes? Welcome. You're already a part of the family, so just jump right in. But make sure you go back and listen to the past episodes. It's a lot of glory, a lot of anointing over there, okay? When God brought this topic up, he showed me that some of us are connected to some things that we shouldn't be connected to. Woo! We think that soul ties are all about relationships and especially sexual relationship, but he began to show me that there's more. There is more. We're in relationship with some things that we should not be in, and it's bringing us pain and it is causing us to lose our peace and it's toxic and we need to do something about it. I literally started thinking of this song, you know, Sister Beyonce has this song, it's about poison. But as I began to plan for this episode, it came up and I went and looked at the lyrics. Let me tell y'all something. Sis was talking about a soul tie. She had to have been talking about a soul tie because let me just read this lyric to you. It says, "You're just like poison, slowly moving through my system, breaking all of my defenses but time. You're just like poison, and I just don't get it how something so deadly could feel so right." Ooh. Sister Beyonce, she had to have been talking about soul ties because that's exactly the type of pain and toxicity that it causes in you, but it feels right sometimes, right? And we get confused about what this thing really is. We're in relationship to some things even, right? Some of us are in relationship with material things. And one of the things that God had me do was define relationship. A relationship is defined as the state of being connected. That's right. A connection. Some of y'all are connected to a pastor. You might be connected to a community or people at church or a group of people. You might be connected to a dead relationship. You might be connected to something that you own, your car. You might be connected to something that is literally dying right now. But somehow we have all of these connections that we aren't supposed to have, and we fail to have that same connection or a greater connection with God. Ooh, let me tell you something. He broke that thing down. And if that connection, that relationship is what you need, then baby, I need you to go ahead, pause this real quick, go ahead and grab the devotional journal because it is full of activities, 25 of them, inspired by season one, to go ahead and work on your connection, your relationship with God. And it's all hashtag practical. Okay, period. Now, remember, we're standing on Galatians 5:1 for this series, the King James Version at that, okay? It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Listen, In this series, we're coming for everything that has held us bound. We're coming for any entanglement that we've had. Do you want to be free? What entanglement are you releasing today? Now, remember, because we're coming to dismantle some things, and especially today at Soul Ties, that freedom of yours, it has a sound attached to it. We start the season by talking about a sound. So whether that sound is a scream, whether it's a cry, whether it's laughter or joy, there is a sound attached to your freedom. So don't forget to make a sound as you begin to listen to our amazing guest today, who did not come to play, okay? She is about to break down all things Soul Tie, from what is it to some things to get out of it, okay? Go ahead, grab your notebook. You're going to need it, all right? Let's jump right in to the E, the experience. Lauren Simmons is a native of Chicago, Illinois. In 2017, she became an ordained elder in the Lord's Church under Revamped Covenant Churches and Ministries. Lauren attended Johnson C. Smith University and earned a degree in English education. She also has her master's in educational leadership from Capella University. She is currently pursuing her PhD in educational studies and cultural foundations at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. She is the author of The Law of E.F. Hutton, Recognizing the Strengths of That One Kid. She's the founder and CEO of Leaders of Real Destiny, which is an educational curriculum designed for communities of color. Lauren is also the CEO of Pure Vision LLC, which is a company designed to help individuals, ministries, and businesses produce their God-given visions and dreams. Her career in education and gifting as an administrator has allowed Lauren to be able to develop practical solutions for complex issues. So, Lauren, welcome to the podcast.
Everybody.
Y'all, this is my dear friend and sister who, listen, is a mighty woman of God. I will never forget the first time I met her, because she came to my church to do an infilling service, and I went up to her for prayer. Minutes, I don't know, it may have been seconds later, I was on the floor, okay? So I know that what is about to happen on here, as we break free, as we continue this freedom series and talk about Soul Ties, is about to be good, okay? Yes. So we're in this thing. So we are in the middle of this freedom series. We're talking about, you know, different things. So we started with generational curses. We've talked about mindset, and now we're at Soul Ties, because God said in season three, we're breaking free. So let's just start off by defining this thing. How would you define a soul tie?
How would I define a soul tie? Before I define a soul tie, I want to read a scripture. I want to read two scriptures. I'm going to read the one that we normally go to, from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. So I want to read that one. And, you know, I don't even have to read it. I'll just paraphrase. It's the one that we talk about fleeing fornication and presenting your body and knowing that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and the fact that, you know, once you had sex or whatever, you two become one. But there's also a verse of scripture that we also need to consider in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 through 24. And it reads, "The eyes is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your entire body will be full of light. But if your eye is unsound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the very light in you, your conscience, is darkened, and how dense is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, but either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will stand by and be devoted to the one and despise and be against the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Deceitful riches, money, possessions, or whatever is trusted in." So, and thinking about what a soul tie is, you cannot just define it as sexual.
Ooh, come on now, wait. Already?
It's it's so many things that you can be tied to spiritually. Some folks get tied to church and not tied to God, right? People get tied to money. People get tied to their partners or whatever, your job. There are so many ways to define what we get tied to. And then also fornication, if you look at the etymology of the word, it really includes like paganistic ritual and idolatry is into it.
Wow.
And so this is why Paul calls it harlotry, because harlotry is really going whoring after other gods. So whatever that thing that you bind yourself into, I know that was a bomb right there. Whatever you bind yourself into, and as Jesus says, you use with your eyes to look upon. How do we fall? There are three ways: the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh. This is how we get entangled.
My God. Okay.
One with these things. So there's no one way to define a soul tie. And it's not just limited to the physical. I'm going to stop there.
That's so good. Woo, y'all, she came in hot. She came in hot, okay? She came in hot because sometimes we do think that a soul tie is just physical. And I've heard, you know, people say before, no, you can be tied to other things, you know, outside of relationships, right? That you have, you know, been, again, entangled with. We're standing on Galatians 5:1 for this series. It talks about entanglements. And I use the King James Version on purpose because I know, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith was all entangled, whatever. So I had to use those entanglements, right? But we're breaking free from entanglements.
Wow.
But how do we know? Like, how do we know we're in a soul tie? What are some characteristics of a soul tie? Like, how do you identify that you have one?
Soul ties are dangerous. They can have some positive attributes if you're tied to the right thing in the right process. So let me deal with the right process so we can understand the wrong process. I just read the scripture in Matthew that talks about the eye being full of light. And if it's not, it's full of darkness. And ultimately, it fills the whole body full of darkness, or the eye being full of light and the body is full of light, right? So and thinking about that, you talk about, and this is in Matthew chapter 6, he goes on after verse 25, later on in 33, to say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things shall be added unto you, right? And he begins to talk about treasures, things you should begin to focus on. And so whatever your focus is, that's what you're connected to. Being connected to the right thing or being tied to the right thing will propel you to move forward. So we like to use Jonathan and David as an example. The Bible says their souls were knit as one. People like to pervert and twist that text, but they had such a strong bond that they saw themselves deeper than brothers. And I'll talk about bonding later on. And so that's why they were willing to fight and protect. And Jonathan was willing to go against his father to protect what he knew was the promise for the king of Israel. So the positive bond is a God providential relationship, is God results, is what God desires for your life. It adds no sorrow. It's peaceful. It does not take from you. It builds you. So that's how you know it's a positive, because it's peace in it. There's no chaos. There's no confusion. So how do you know when it's not the right tie? You know that it's not the right tie. One, because it's toxic. It causes confusion. There is no peace. It takes from you. It adds no value to you. Sleepless nights. Your mind is struggling and you keep asking God for a sign. Lord, is this you? How do I know? But I like it. It feels good. It fits. But all of these other things around it, everything that comes along with it, whether it's the job that you went on your own, whether it's the school you went, whether it's the relationship that you went, whether it's the place that you moved to, whether it's the way that you handled your finances, whether it's who you laid down in the bed with, whether it's who you had the conversation with, all of those dynamics are built into this tie. It's so funny because the word that came
in gracious
is noun, person, place, thing, or idea.
Ooh.
These are all things that we consider to be lifelike entities. We capitalize them because they are real. We can touch, we can see them, we can engage with them. So you have to ask yourself, what value does this tie add to me? Right? And so in moving spiritually and considering Holy Spirit, the Lord infills us with his presence. So then we in tune become temple of the Holy Ghost. So there's no longer anything standing in place that can block us from communicating with him. Ultimately, we become one.
My God. Okay. That was a whole sermon there. I know you have more, but can I just go back to some of the characteristics of a soul tie? I had a whole Sharpie in my hand. I'm taking notes. I'm doing all this because you talked about sometimes we can have healthy ties and, you know, they bring no sorrow. They're peaceful. They build you, things of that nature. But those unhealthy ones, those toxic soul ties are just that, toxic, bring confusion. There is no peace. What got me was when you said you're constantly asking God for a sign. Now, how many people is it you asking God for a sign? Lord, send me a sign. Lord, just give me a sign. If you have to do all that about this tie, then you know it might be something you shouldn't be in. Let me tell you something. You came for the toes and everything, okay? Already. Was there anything else you were going to tell us about characteristics? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yes, there are some specific characteristics of these type of things. I'll deal with person first, person, place, and thing, right? Person, they're normally narcissists. They are only focused on themselves. You're only inconvenience to them. You're only a body to them, even if they're sleeping with you. They're not concerned about your mind or your soul. They don't want to get to know you. They just want the benefit of you. That sums it up in the characteristic of that, because narcissistic people are evil people dealing with their own issues. And so you consider place. When you go into the atmosphere, what does it feel like? You know, there are territorial spirits. There are things that can keep you bound in location. People practice witchcraft and will pray you to stay. And then there are folks saying they're praying to God on your behalf and praying against you. So there are so many different dynamics, even when it comes to place and location, where you can be tied to a place and you never move forward. There are so many examples in the Bible. I mean, we just consider the children of Israel in the wilderness. They couldn't get past living in Egypt.
That's so good. How many of us are tied to a place? Maybe God did call you there. I'm feeling this thing in my spirit, but you've gotten stuck there. You've gotten stuck there, and it could be a tie. It could be a soul tie to a place. Ooh, this is revelation right here. Head out of bullshit.
So you can be tied to a place, and it was never intended for you to stay there. Even with the way that I've moved, I would have never thought that I'd be where I am today. But God has a purpose for transition and enhancement. But when we're bound to what's familiar, I'll talk about that in the practical tips. When we're bound to what's familiar, we'll never be able to go forward because we can't even see ourselves doing something different outside of that. So we go to thing could encompass money. It could encompass people. It could encompass job. It could encompass children. It could encompass your material possessions. What are you bound to? What is it that you love so much that your mind is always focused on? Your soul represents your mind, your will, and your emotion. So whatever you're dwelling on, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2:5. But to think on these things, things that are lovely, just pure of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, to think on these things. So whatever you're thinking on, that's what you're projecting your spirit onto, and that's what you're causing yourself to become bound to. Whatever you're spending too much
time. Wow, wow, wow.
spending time with.
Mm-hmm. You're forming a tie with. Ooh, whatever you're spending time with, you're forming a tie with.
Yes.
That's good.
Idea. And then I'm done with my now. You've seen it happen. And I'm going to use a practical example. I'm going to talk about the church for a second, particularly women in church who bound in their mind about certain things. There's a brother in church and you like the idea of him. And you're so fascinated with the idea of him that you're willing to act and serve and do things because of the idea of him that suggests we're going to be together, but he ain't thinking about you.
Ooh, okay. All right. For everybody who out here posting about your church, bae, who was anonymous.
I'm trying to help you get free so the one that God have for you can come. You're doing all of these things that suggest you're the one for him. So you've called your soul to be tied to him and he be not tied to you. So when he gets married, your heart is broken because now you've put yourself in a position to establish a bond that was never meant to be created. Can I hang out right there real quick for a second?
Yes, just go for it.
So let me help you out with this concept of bonding. I'm sharing information. If I start sharing information with you like, oh, this is my family and we're talking every day and I'm sharing with you my heart, not just surface level stuff, but my heart. When I share with you what's going on with me, when I share with you things I'm struggling with, that's bonding. Now, it's one-sided if I only share and you don't share. The bond becomes intertwined when we both share. And so this is when I was making a point about the woman in the church or the man in the church for that matter too, because he might get his feelings hurt for that matter. When you begin to bond at any level of sharing information, because again, it's your soul, which represents your mind, your will, and your emotions. When you start opening up, you start giving an aspect of yourself to another individual. And this is why men can sleep with women and walk away because they have not bonded, but women have bonded with them, telling them everything about themselves. And we don't even know their favorite color.
My God, who knew? We're bonding even in the conversations, even in what we're sharing, right? We hadn't even gotten to or even talked about any sex. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So it's just bringing me back to it's more than that, right? A soul tie can be so much more than that. And let's not limit it to a sexual relationship that you've had with someone to say or to justify that as being a soul tie. You can have a soul tie outside of a sexual relationship. Yeah.
And then this is how we get into spiritual bondage, which is actually a stronghold of the mind. What is Jesus freeing people from? Unclean spirits, which are entangled to the soul, which is entangled with the mind, because whatever you fill the eyes with, light or dark,
This is so good.
I'm gonna go to my next question. I'm ready for this.
Listen, okay, Lauren did not come to play. She came prepared and Holy Spirit is moving. Okay, I feel him right now. And you were already kind of touching on it. You said that you were going to get to something with practical tips. So let's jump right in because it's spirituality. We love practical tips. We want to know how in the world to break free, right? So what are some practical tips that you would provide to break soul ties?
There are various ones. I'm gonna deal with the most pressing one because when we hear soul ties, we automatically think sex. And I'll use this as an example. There was an individual that I was physically entangled with. And when I was making shifts and changes in my life, I understood that I had to cut things off. One, because of my upbringing, and two, because I knew what God was taking me, I had to make some changes. Repentance means that you have changed your mind and you're choosing to do something different from what you were doing before. So it's just not asking for forgiveness of sin. It's when the choice is presented to you, you choose to do something differently when you could have done something before. So I just give you that. So
I was about to say, we thank you for that too. Come on, that gem on repentance.
Before I make this point, I have to connect this piece going back to the mind and it being a soul tie. Because once you become entangled with these particular things, you create strongholds of the mind, which is why when we get to 1 Corinthians and Paul says to cast down every stronghold in the imagination and call them into captivity to the power of Jesus Christ. And then he furthermore goes to say, willing to come, I'm paraphrasing, to perform obedience at the act of any form of disobedience. I may have said that the wrong way. So when disobedience presents itself, that go your stronghold. Or are you gonna choose to obey and do the right thing? So the first thing we is a process for us to do is to be in control of our souls.
Ooh.
In order to be controlled of our souls, we can't do that without Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, because we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit represents our emotions.
So good. You're taking us there. You're taking us there. That's actually going to be an episode this season, because we need to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. That's good.
Self-control, kindness, gentleness, all characteristics of the human being, but we are unable to control these things properly without the support of Holy Spirit. That's why they're fruits and not fruits with an S. Because there are more than one. They're individual and they take time to develop. Each one is not in full blossom. So I might be good in patience, but have a short temper. You see? So, and in what you engage in and what you allow your soul to be tied into, I'm setting this up for the practicality, and what you allow your soul to be tied into, they create the strongholds of your mind that you wrestle with. So, in order to be able to deal with your soul, you one got to deal with self.
I think this is a good time to take a break and just remind you that if you're listening to this podcast and you are loving what you hear, to go over to Apple, go over to Spotify, go over to whatever podcast platform you're listening to right now and rate this podcast. Come on, y'all. I need some fives. I need 5 stars. So rate the podcast. Put a review in. Let me know what you're thinking, because that is how this podcast will rise to the top. And I seek to be amongst the number one players. So please go ahead, rate, review, subscribe, and share. Thank you.
You have to acknowledge where you are. You have to acknowledge that there is a problem and you might need help. If it's an addiction to drugs, drinking, alcohol, sex, gambling, what, and you talk about all of these sins in the Bible that directly affect your soul and all these other things, you got to deal with self and acknowledge that it's a problem, because we're talking about your mind here. Your soul represents mind, will, and emotion. So let me share this piece. When God creates man, he makes him. And so when God creates animals, there's a body for the animal and then their soul. But animals don't have the Spirit of God in them to make them a living creature. Man has the breath of God that makes us a living creature. Hence our souls. That's why a dog can have a name and it responds. A dog can obey because it got a mind.
But it does not have the Spirit.
We don't have the Spirit of God.
That's so good.
Making it a non-eternal creature. So our souls are things that we can control. We can't control our spirits. This flesh is the avatar. But God has given us power over our mind, our will, and our emotions. We not supposed to be all over the place. This is why my first practical point is you have to deal with self. You have to say, I'm all over the place. I need to deal with me, because why you keep getting connected to the same people? Talking to myself. Mm-hmm. Why you keep connected to the users?
Yeah.
The liars, the people that don't want, they just want to take. Why do you keep, you have to ask your soul. So why are we attracting this? Where is my mind at? Why am I thinking about this? Why do I even care about it? So you got to deal with you. So then there's a spiritual component. Of course, I'm going to say fasting and praying, because that's what y'all want to hear. But in the truth of that, fasting and praying is really discipline, because the Lord don't need you to fast and pray to use you. The Lord don't need you to fast and pray in order to set you free. The Lord needs you to do that for you, because there is no good thing in this flesh, and this flesh is unruly. And the only way the soul can fully submit to the power of Jesus Christ is when you deny this flesh and make the flesh submit.
Oh, that's good. Come on now. That's so good. Discipline. And that's why it's so hard for us to fast.
Exactly. And that's why when it's so hard for you to fast, you keep doing the same thing you're trying to fast from, because the mind ain't changed. And the soul is still bound to it. And this is why Isaiah said, this is the fast that the Lord has called. This is the fast that he has called.
Everybody check your toes. Just check your toes and make sure they are right. Just check your toes, okay? Because she's stepping all over them.
To destroy the yokes of bondage, to heal the sick, to mend up the brokenhearted. He said all of these things was going to happen. Repair the breaches. But it came through the prayer and the fasting. But you can't break nothing in your soul if you ain't willing to break nothing in your flesh. You have to be willing to discipline your flesh. Yes, Lord. This is my last point on this. You have to acknowledge God in the place, in your mental place, in your soul. And what does that mean? That means that I recognize one of two things. I've asked God concerning this matter and I made the choice, or I didn't acknowledge God and I made the choice anyway.
Ooh.
Many of us, okay, believers, we ask God, but we move ahead of him. And we find ourselves in situations we didn't have to be in. Or we don't ask God and we say, Lord, I forgot I didn't ask you. You didn't plan on asking him. He wasn't ever part of the plan, because you wanted to do what you wanted to do, so you didn't even consider him. But
Lord,
then you
help, Lord.
Let me free. Well, the Lord said, I didn't tell you to go down there in the beginning. Come back here. Now you're lost. Now you're crying and howling. And you're blaming other folks but yourself. So, and for the person that might be wounded in this process because you didn't consider, the Lord is committed to you. He's Rohi, your shepherd. When he say, lo, I'm with you, even until the ends of the earth, feel this thing, he will come after you in spite of you. So even when you think you are so entangled and so bound up that you can't get free, God will come after you. And I'm telling you from my own experience as a believer, sheep that leave the fold mean that you are already a believer that got lost. When he said, I'm going to leave the 99 to go get the one, he's saying to you that got lost, to you that was scattered, to you that was sick, to you that was broken, to you that got caught in the thicket, I'm coming to get you. So it doesn't matter what you think you're bound to that you can't get out of. It doesn't matter what or who you're dealing with or the thought processes of your mind. God still loves you the same, and his love is love that restores the soul. Jesus said, don't fear who can destroy the flesh.
Yes, God.
You're the one who has the power to destroy both the soul and the flesh, but he can restore it. I'm done with that.
Thank you, Jesus. Whew. You took us through some practical tips, and I just felt you just shifted, right? As God was speaking to go after the person who is feeling right now, yes, she's stepping on my toes. And yes, this is exactly what I did. And no, I didn't ask God. And yes, I'm in a soul tie, but just reminding, you know, that person that God will come after you, right? So you stepped on our toes and you brought us right back in. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Whoo, you have to deal with yourself first. Praying and fasting to build your discipline and acknowledge God. Y'all, we got to break. We are breaking free. We're breaking free from things. And this week it is see soul ties or anything that has kept us bound. Do you think there is ongoing maintenance? Like, what if you have broken free from a soul tie and it's like, ooh, I kind of slip up here and there. Like, is there ongoing maintenance to remaining free from a soul tie?
Yes, run.
Run.
You have to run. And the reason why I say run, because if you don't, you're going to repeat it. You're going to be united again. And then you're going to neglect yourself again. You're going to repeat it. You're going to be united. And then you're going to neglect yourself. Run. And so, the reason why I say run, and I know it sounds funny, is because I dealt, wrestled with pornography. And through prayer, I found out where it came from, because it came through my father's bloodline and some things that had happened to him that the Lord showed to me in prayer, my mother confirmed. So there were things that were manifesting in my flesh that I didn't fully understand. And I didn't understand why it was a struggle. And so flipping through a channel, if I see a name, the spirit be so strong on it, we ain't gonna even look at it. Certain things you can't allow your spirit to have access to. Boy, when you know that song coming on and you feel that thing taking you back. See, it takes your mind back. It takes your soul back. It don't take your body, because your body is present, but it takes your soul back to a place. Consider it, we're made in his image and his likeness. That means God was never bound to time. So this is why our souls can live in a moment and still feel the same from a moment 20 years ago. So you have to choose not to do, hence back to my point of repentance, when presented with the opportunity again. And then again, acknowledging God. Here's the maintenance, the true maintenance, because he said, there is no temptation that's uncommon to man where God has not given you the way of escape. If you don't choose the door, I'm going to say this, 24-hour prayer with Pastor John Hammond this year. Boy, I was praying. I'm telling you, I was going through. Here, my friends was blowing up my line. They had already asked me to go out with them that night, and I was waiting on Pastor Renee Glenn, and boy, she took us up. And I said, well, I'm gonna leave at Pastor Renee. I start getting dressed. I'm still listening to it. I'm getting dressed. I'm driving in the car. I'm still listening to it. One of my mentors called me, and I know she does 24-hour prayer every year. She says, the Lord says, where are you?
My God, she done seen you on the spirit.
Lord said, where are you going? You're out of place. She said, you don't have to tell me. But that's what the Lord said. She said, get back in prayer. So I turned my car around. I could have chose to do something different. You see what I'm saying? So there are so many ways that we can become entangled. Because I like hanging out with my friends, but that was a pressure that I didn't even have to succumb to. You see what I'm saying? I didn't even have to be reprimanded. I could have just done the right thing to first time. So that's the maintenance. It's simple. Choice.
Make a decision. One, run. and to make a decision, make a choice. That's so good. I'm so glad to hear this, because oftentimes we can break free and we don't even realize that there is maintenance, right? We need to keep ourselves free. So I love that you said run. It made me think about a TikTok actually, because there's a TikTok sound that says run and people just literally take off running for things. I might just make one about soul ties. I might have to do it. But anything else that you want to share just about maintenance?
Yes, just one more point in relation to maintenance. And that is disobedience does not bring freedom, but obedience brings freedom. So we have to choose daily to make the right choice, because disobedience is almost a form of witchcraft. So as believers, that's what the Bible says, as believers, we have to daily make the choice to do the right thing, to run away, to say, no, I can't do it. I can't go. And you have to tell your mind. When those thoughts come to your mind is so powerful. And this is why Jesus was teaching us to protect it, because the enemy will infiltrate your mind. Here come your strongholds. What you entertain, it binds up your mind, and it binds up your mind, your will, your emotions. You have to cast these things down. So when these thoughts come to your mind, before they become action. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What does that mean? What I'm dwelling on is who I become. What I'm dwelling on is what I'll do. So if I don't take control of what I'm thinking about, so when a thought or images come into your mind, strongholds, imaginations, come into your mind, you have to choose to say, why am I thinking about that? Come subject, and you got to call that thing. I ain't going back to that place.
That's good. Yeah.
I did that already. I know I did that, but I'm not there anymore, because it brings back those same emotions and feelings.
Mm-hmm. Memory recall. Exactly. Memory recall.
And you don't have to be consumed by it or controlled by it. So disobedience does not bring freedom, but obedience does.
I keep telling y'all, the way my obedience is set up, I need to move when God says move, my Lord. Man, well, I ask everyone this question on the podcast because we like to get a little bit, you know, of personal information, just because we know that what you're experiencing in your season could help us in our season. So what is one word that God is teaching you in this season of your life?
Dominion. And dominion stems from kingdom activation, which stems from a free soul, which goes back to your topic, Galatians chapter 5, you know, being free and liberated. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But then also that liberation piece. In that same text, because I can set a chicken free from his cage, but if it stay there, it's not liberation. Liberation says I'm moving past this point. Kingdom activation is a liberty and a freedom. God takes you back to why he created you. And so that means the elements work for you. The creation works for you. You're back to the original design, the original purpose, which was to have dominion. And this is why there's a lot of folks saying, God has given me vision and God has given me this and God has given me that, because Adam inherited an entire earth. It was never in design for him to work. The Lord said, I've given you dominion over the waters and the fish in the waters, and I've given you over the air and the fowls in the air and over the earth. He said, and man was made in his image like God. But people not ready for that God conversation. That conversation that says that if my Father and my Creator, if he breathed life into me and I became a living creature, a living soul, and he made me in his image and his likeness first, that means I was formed spirit. And I looked like him.
Listen, I'm ready to have a conversation because I am walking in a place where I'm like, I am made in the image of a God. I have what he says I have. I can possess what he says I can possess. And literally, like, going back, I've been reading Genesis 1 and 2 for the last 4 days to the point where I am fully persuaded that this is what I'm supposed to be walking in, right? And sometimes it does take repetition, right? Because the world will make us question ourselves and think twice about things. But yes, you own to something now. It's the freedom and the liberation for me. Like, I want to be in a place where, you know, I'm free and I know I'm free, right? So I can move about. And I want the same thing for you all. Listen, let's break free, y'all. Let's break free. That's so good.
Liberation is mindset. If you actually look up the definition of the word, it takes place in your mind. So you don't just get saved to be free from sin. You get saved to be liberated in your thought pattern. Because prior to salvation, the Bible says you were blinded in your mind.
Whew, just a continuation of that mindset episode we just had as well. Man, you have come to the podcast. You have dropped gems. You have done a sermonette. You brought scriptures. You brought practical tips. I mean, listen, y'all, this is one of those episodes where you, like, you listen and you can't even catch it all because you're trying to process what you said 5 minutes ago and you need to go back. So if this is one of those episodes for you, listen, rewind this thing. Go back, listen to it again and again and again and again until you really grasp all the concepts and you are ready to break free. All right. How can we follow you and tell us what you have going on and share it with us? Because we need to be connected to this glory, honey.
So I'll start, but I am on Facebook and Instagram under Lauren S. Simmons, and I am on Clubhouse. You can find me under Lauren S. Simmons, but I'm in the process of rebranding. So a lot of my things are probably going to look different. And I am currently in the process of launching my business website called Pure Vision. It should be launched probably in a couple of months. So, and what Pure Vision is basically a consulting company. We sit down and we work with individuals who are looking to birth and manifest what they see. So if you can see it, you can do it, because God said, write the vision, make it plain. People perish because they lack vision. And so what we do is we help you draw out that big vision and create the small steps, because oftentimes people say, oh, I have this vision, but I can't do it. It's not the vision that you can't do. You don't know how to get there. So we help you strategize and create practical steps in order to executing. I've worked with churches, personal folks that want to get into school, ministries, individuals, birthing companies, foundations, 501c3. So it's a large conglomerate. And so once you've gone through like all of the sessions and things, you'll have a large network of people that you'll have access to. So that's basically what we do over here at Pure Vision.
I love it. Come on, Pure Vision. I love it. I love the goal, the mission. And of course, you know, we have so much in alignment, so many things that we do that are really similar to one another. And I love, love, love that God has given you these gifts, right, to really use and to put out into the world, because there are so many people with visions who just don't know how to move forward. So I love that. And of course, y'all know I'll put her links in the show notes so you can go over and find them there. Well, listen, sis preached the whole sermon. We love, love, love having her on. And we got to move on to this A, because one thing we know is that these practical applications will challenge you. So let's move on to the A, the application.
Woo! Are you just still blown away by what was just said and stated? Okay, sis did not come to play, all right? She took it there in every sense of the word. I love, love, love her practical tips. And the first one really aligns with what God gave me for the practical application let me just say that as I prayed about this to, you know, release whatever it was that God was having us do through this Soul Ties episode, that is the exact word that he gave me, release. Woo, release. I started to, and even in this moment, I'm feeling the pain of you. I am feeling the connection that is not supposed to be there. I am feeling literally in my body the toxicity that is attached to some of you who are connected in relationships with people, places, things, ideas that you're not supposed to be connected with, ties that need to be broken. And as you listen to this, I believe that God has already done some things and showed you where those ties are, but he specifically asked me to give you this assignment. The assignment, the application is to sit in the presence of God and ask him, God, reveal to me any tie that is connected to me that is unlike you. God, reveal to me any relationship or connection that I have that is not meant to be. Lord, place everything and everyone in the right category. Release it. I feel it so heavy in my spirit that there's a shedding literally that is going to take place. It's taking place even now, a shedding and just memories that are coming up with things for you to begin to evaluate and say, this is toxic, or this is bringing confusion, or this is the thing that I've been asking God about. And it's like the Lord has already began to move some of these pieces. Now you and your mind and your heart and your will have to catch up to what he has already done. Release. This application is about you releasing. So step one, go into prayer, into the presence of God, and begin to ask God to reveal to you where those ties, those connections, those relationships are. Reveal it to you. And then, oh God, he gave me a second step, a journaling activity. God wants you to release on paper. There is so much grief attached with releasing a soul tie. We begin to think of things that we actually enjoyed and we go back to good memories, but there is some releasing happening now that you need to write out. It needs to be externalized. And so as you're saying it to God, I also want you to grab something to write with and write it down. Journal about the experience. Journal any feelings that you have. Journal anything that you need to release on paper. And you know my therapy brain kicks in right about now to tell you, if you want to, rip it up into a million pieces to let it go. If you want to, set a small fire, not anything that's going to burn your house down, but you know, a little something to burn it. Do whatever it takes for you to then get rid of it. Put it in the bottle, put it in the ocean, sea, okay? But get rid of it because you're releasing that thing and you're letting it go today. Let's break free. You got this. So as we end this episode, I just want to end with a word of prayer. So Father, I thank you. God, I thank you for who you are, Lord. Lord, you are a healer, Father. And even now, oh God, as you become, as you are, oh God, Jehovah Rapha in our lives, Lord, I thank you that you show up now, oh God, as Jehovah Rapha. Father, this is a grieving process. As we begin to release, oh God, the ties and the connections and things that we have come into agreement with, oh God, that we were never meant to, or places and spaces, oh God, where we've stayed longer than intended. Father, forgive us. Lord, we repent now in the name of Jesus. And we vow not to go back to those places and spaces, oh God, but to cut ties. Lord, I thank you now, oh God, for every person under the sound of my voice who is releasing now, releasing a sound unto you, oh Lord, releasing a cry out to you, oh God, releasing now in the name of Jesus, God. And I ask now that you begin to refill them, oh God, with your power and your glory and your spirit. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the knowledge that you have given us on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the vessel that it came through. Father, we ask that you bless her and continue to bless her, oh Lord, abundantly. Father, you are a healer. I keep saying it, God, because I know that's who you're telling me you are right now in this moment. And so for every person who feels like this thing is too hard to let go of, you feel like this thing is too hard for you to cut ties with, know that the Lord is a healer. And what he is doing in this moment, oh God, is restoring you and healing you and bringing you back to the place where he intended for you to be. Father, we will have no repercussion as a result of the breaking that is happening right now in the name of Jesus. God, have your way in our lives, oh God. And we thank you for the peace that is attached, oh God, to the release of what we were connected to. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you again for tuning in. I am so excited about what God is doing in the lives of everyone that is connected to spirituality. It is because of you that this podcast is prosperous. Speaking of prosperous, if you would like to sow a seed into spirituality or Dr. LaTanya Moore, feel free to send it via Cash App at the Dr. Moore. That's at THEDRMOORE. I appreciate you so much for joining this journey with me. So follow the journey by hitting subscribe, share the podcast, and follow me on Instagram at the Dr. Moore. You can also hit me up in, you know, my Gmail. Just send me an email at drlatanyamoore@gmail.com. If you are a faith-based entrepreneur, listen, I would love to partner with you. Send me a message and let's connect. This is about to be epic.